The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Is the reopening of the Western Rail Corridor vital for this area, or is replacing it with a greenway a better plan? Now, to talk about all of this, I'm joined by Peter Bowden-Walsh, a spokesperson for the West on Track Group, and Pather Conway, chair of the Sligo Greenway Group. Good morning and welcome to you both. I don't know which of you wants to take this one, but for people utterly unfamiliar with the permanent way that you're talking about, where does it run from and to? How long is it? And who might it serve?
The Western Rail Corridor would effectively be that stretch of railway from Limerick up to through Ennis to Athenry, Tuam, Claremorris, Charlestown, Sligo. In total, about 147 miles long. It opened and closed in stages. What's there at the permanent way is intact for the whole route in various states, some open, some closed, none of it abandoned. Some in very bad condition, some having been rebuilt. And our ambition is for our region to rebalance this region with the East, where we see massive infrastructure spending on rail, such as 2.6 billion for Dart Plus, anything between 9 and 20 billion for the proposed metro. Things in Cork, 185 million. On the
Okay, so lots of money for rail elsewhere, none here.
And other things.
Now, are you looking to just open the bits that are relevant to Sligo, or are you looking for the total connectivity all the way down?
We're looking for the total connectivity. We've succeeded in getting phase one open against a lot of opposition. We were told to the White Elephant, that's the piece linking Athenry and Ennis, which effectively reconnected our third and fourth largest cities, Limerick and Galway.
But we're also being told that the usage of that is not very high.
It's the fastest growing railway line on the Éireann Road Éireann system. 2019 is the last year we have full figures for. 531,000 people travelled in that year. Faber Monsell said, consultants to Éireann Road Éireann CIE, that it would need to be carrying 200,000 people to justify it.
200,000 people a year?
A year, yeah.
I mean, at the moment you're talking about over 500,000, which you're looking at 1,500 people a day using the service, is that right?
Yes, on a service that
on
was
average.
Supposed to originally have seven trains a day in each direction, and they only delivered five, and they delivered slower speeds and bad timings of services. But in fairness to the railway company, from about 2013, they really got their act together, and the people have taken to it, and it's effectively...
So you want to extend it then right up till it reaches its final destination, Sligo?
Yeah, well, what's happening at the moment, you may have heard of the Bradley report, and also ARRIP, the consultants who are doing the All-Ireland Rail Review, which, as a matter of fact, it's the first All-Ireland Rail Review since 1906 when a Viceregal Commission looked into it. And nobody had looked at the synergies of cross-border rail before. This report, I'm digressing there. The next piece we're looking at is to go from Athenry in County Galway, where there's a junction with the Dublin-Galway line, head north to Claremorris in County Mayo, where it meets the Dublin-Westport, Dublin-Ballina lines. Effectively, what that does, it plugs all the Mayo towns into Galway that are already rail-linked to Dublin. In other words, Westport, Ballina, Claremorris, Foxford, Claremorris itself, major town in Galway, Tuam, into Galway. And also, there's a huge freight traffic potential there. The biggest freight facility in Ireland at the moment is Ballina.
It's okay, but talk to me about the final bit.
The final bit then is Claremorris. It's about half and half in County Mayo and County Sligo. The towns that would have gone through are from Claremorris going north, Kilchemaw, Swinford, Charlestown, Turbocurry, Colooney, where it meets the Dublin Sligo.
Okay, so the whole idea is, and it looks great on a map, that there would be interconnectivity between major towns and minor towns and the capital, ultimately, and all the other major cities, Limerick and Cork and so on. So it's an elegant idea, but of course people have to use it in sufficient numbers to make it viable, and we'll talk about that at the moment, in a moment or two. But Pather, the question of a greenway, what are you looking for?
Yeah, see, Pat, Peter has outlined a huge project there, and it's not something that I'm qualified to talk about or want to talk about, because
No, but if you take your bit, the bit yes, that you want see, to turn into a greenway,
yes,
it takes away a piece of his jigsaw.
But I'll explain to you why a greenway is the best idea for the immediate future. And I think before we say anything, we should point out that Sligo County Council, under instructions from the majority of the councillors in the council, hence the people of Sligo, are at this point in time working on an application for funding for a greenway. And in order to work on that application, they're spending 350,000 of taxpayers' money, which was received from a fund that Shane Ross gave out to help people apply for greenways. So that's happening. And we got good news lately that there is no need of an environmental impact statement on this project. So in effect...
Why not, by the way? Is it because it's just, walkers and cyclists don't really impact on the environment?
It's a very simple project. And I mean, I don't think I need to tell you, Pat, about the benefits of greenways, because I heard Henry McKean's excellent report there on your programme 4 or 5 days ago. It was one of the best reports on any greenway I've ever heard. And we're not opposed to trains, but I think even you straight away would say that Peter's project is quite big, quite ambitious, and it will have to go into a queue behind other projects, which means it could be 20-25 years away.
Are you saying you'd be happy with a temporary little arrangement, to borrow from Albert Reynolds, a temporary greenway that might ultimately go back to rail?
Well, you see, we're going to be waiting so long for this project, if it ever happens. We could have a greenway in 2 years. And I don't think we need to explain to anyone now the benefits of a greenway. I mean, the Limerick Greenway, there's a new one from Listowel to Tralee. My in-laws live in Clonmel. Anytime I go down, I'm on the Waterford Greenway. I think everyone in the country now knows what a greenway is and what it brings to a community. And they're cheap. But the other thing is, there's money available for them. Our county council are applying for a greenway. The people of Sligo, and I'm only concerned with the greenway from Colooney to Ballaghy. We're the Sligo Greenway Co-op. We were set up 6 years ago because...
How long is that? How many kilometres?
About 36 kilometres.
Okay.
Now, it's important to point out that will align itself with the SLNCR, which will go from Colooney to Enniskillen. That greenway is going to happen because there's huge cross-border support for it.
So is that on an old railway line as well?
It's on an old railway line, but a more difficult situation. The railway line isn't protected like the railway line from Colooney to Ballaghy.
Now, there's a broader transport, I suppose, dilemma here. We're heading towards the autonomous motor car. We're heading towards autonomous trains. The metro in Dublin is going to be autonomous. There'll be no driver. I'm just wondering whether we shouldn't preserve those permanent ways built by the Victorians for autonomous vehicles, which wouldn't be on rail even. They'd be on tyres. They would just trundle back and forth at nice mid-speeds. People could hail them using their phone and so on. That, to me, is the future. It's not necessarily heavy rail like Peter is talking about. And whether or not we should then give them over... I mean, my experience in Dalkey, Dunleary area, I can tell you, once the cyclists have a cycleway, you don't get it back. Well, though it's promised, it's an experiment, it never reverses. So if you give a greenway to walkers and cyclists and hikers and so on, even though it might make ideal autonomous permanent ways, it's gone.
Well, Pat, it's important to point out that this greenway has been given under licence by Éireann Ró Éireann. Now, Éireann Ró Éireann are big boys, well able to talk for themselves.
Could you imagine what would happen if Éireann Ró Éireann said, sorry, we're taking this greenway back?
Well, you see,
there'd be war.
It's a simple engineering project to put it one side. And then you can have your autonomous vehicle and your greenways.
But then you'd have autonomous vehicles being charged with whacking cyclists and knocking down children and running over dogs.
Well, not if it's done properly. But I think we should come back to the whole point on the Sligo Greenway, is that our county council are in the middle of applying for a greenway because the majority of the councillors have mandated them to do that.
But don't forget that in Dublin they spent, I think, already hundreds of millions on various Metrolink plans. That was money thrown down the drain. Just because the council is spending the money doesn't mean that it, might not be discarded.
Well, from my knowledge of Sligo County Council, they have no notion of throwing money down the drain. This is a serious project, and they see an end to it, and they wouldn't be wasting people's time and money applying for this project.
So, Peter, you know, there's a case for the next 20 years for having a greenway.
Pat, we've been waiting in the west of the northwest of Ireland for development. We don't have sufficient high voltage 115 kV power to attract in more industry. We don't have the connectivity and the access to bring in tourism and population. And the Greenway is a very good concept. It's a small concept in the bigger scheme of things. It's not a choice, a bike to Ballaghy or a train to Galway. It needs to be the two. And
what, can they run side by side?
They can, that's what I'm saying. And anyway, Mayo County Council, in their county plan, published only in the last couple of weeks, have emphatically stated that there will be no consideration of any applications for putting a greenway on the existing railway line. We have no problem beside.
That's
more
against
expensive.
The wishes, that's there against the wishes of a huge amount of people.
And the engineering possibilities are there, but there is money for greenways. And furthermore, I would say the North West Regional Authority have two regional policy objectives, which say that they want to progress the railway from Athenry to Tuam, to Claremorris, to Sligo, and ultimately onto the North West City region. And with the concept of the Atlantic Economic Corridor, which is trying to counterbalance the five cities, we're a regional growth centre here. Our regional capital is Galway. Sure. And the far south.
I mean, the case may be made, but as Pat is pointing out, you have small money needed for a section of Greenway, which would bring great joy and pleasure to many walkers and cyclists and hikers, versus waiting decades for the big money that's required for a heavy rail project. And I'm using heavy rail simply,
We've been told that, no, this can't be done. And against the odds, we've got phase one. At the moment, the phase up as far as Claremorris looks pretty much that it's going to happen. And I can tell you, if it opens to Mayo, it will open to Sligo. And it's political, a political decision is required. And the Taoiseach, as recently as last week, says that rail will underpin the infrastructural development of the West. At the launch of the revised 2040 plan in Cork last October, he said he would enthusiastically support the Western Rail Corridor, and that the Minister for Public Expenditure would enthusiastically support it. And what you say about the two together, the two can coexist. It's more expensive. There's pinch points. You know yourself, bridges, yeah, embankments, level crossings, where there has to, you probably have to go off the permanent way. But I can tell you, like what you said about Dalkey, if a greenway is put on the railway, bye-bye, you'll never see the railway. It's low-hanging fruit for politicians. They won't bite the bullet about proper infrastructure to the west. We've an N17 primary route to Galway with an 80-kilometre speed limit on it. You know, the only bit of motorway we have around here is from Castle Baldwin to Killooney, which wouldn't have happened but for the efforts of local groups who shamed the politicians into doing it by having lots of crosses where people had been killed on the old road.
The question of compromising and having the two side by side.
Well, you see, I think it's important that we have the chance and the funding available to have a greenway very shortly. The future will take care of itself. Pat, I'm 61 years of age. I grew up in Carrimore, which is halfway between Killooney and Charlestown. I've watched the railway line closed for nearly 50 years. And I think I should point out that before I saw it closed as a child, I was sitting on a hill and I saw a train passing with one carriage, and the train stopped and the driver got out picking mushrooms. The train was finished. You know, people.
But there are innovations coming, as I told you, autonomous transportation, electrically driven, all of those kind of things. So it might not be the trundling diesel train, the dirty diesel trundling on a track. It might be a quite silent, efficient, modern piece of transport rolling on tyres, not on rails.
But Pat, we've been waiting for nearly 50 years for a bit of good news on this line. This campaign, and it's a well-meaning campaign about reopening the train line to Limerick, has been going on for years. No government has bought into it. No government is buying into it at present. In the meantime, the North West and Sligo has the chance for a wonderful greenway. The money is there.
Okay, we'll have to leave it shortly. Last words to you, Peter.
Pat, I think we need the loaf. We don't want the crumbs. The greenway, in the greater scheme of things, is the Crumbs. And I have no problem with the two side by side. The example of Comburn County Down, where a closed railway line was turned into a greenway, unlike most other railways in the north, it was not lifted, and so the railway was lifted, but the land was never sold off. They wanted that way leave back for a guided busway, and the Greenway people said, no, we have our Greenway, we're keeping our Greenway. And I would absolutely concur with that. And the same Peak District in England, a very successful Greenway that was built in a railway, they wanted to reinstate the railway, no can do.
Give a thing and take it back, God will ask you, where is that? You say, I don't know, God will send you down below. I remember that from my childhood, and I suspect it would come into play here. Look, we have to leave it there, gentlemen. Thank
one
you.
One final thing.
Very briefly, because the news is up.
It's a different time. When the railway closed in 76, we've had a social revolution since. Education, healthcare. Try getting in a wheelchair, public transport, here to Galway, here to anywhere, without a rail. And we have the Atlantic Technological University, massive.
Okay, I think you've made all of those points. We really have to leave it there.
Before we finish, Pat, Sligo County Council.
You're going to delay the news, and I'm going to blame you.
I'm not as fit as those Sligo Rovers are. They won't be able to run away from you. Sligo County Council are actively working on the creation of a greenway. It'll be here in 2 years. That's good news for Sligo. Okay. We shouldn't portray it as bad news.
Peter Burden Walsh, thank you very much for joining us, and Patrick Conway as well.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.